when you're always on the run. Ain't it fun when your friends despise what you've become? Ain't it fun when you get so high that you can't come? Ain't it fun when you know that you're gonna die young? It's such fun, such fun. You just gotta buy a gun. Ain't it fun 'cause you're taking care of number one? Ain't it fun when you just can't find your tongue? Just stuck it way too deep in something that really stung. Ain't it fun? Such fun. Such fun. Fun, 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 fun. Somebody came to me and they spit right in my face, but I didn't even feel it. It was such a disgrace. I broke the window, smashed my fist right through the glass, but I couldn't even feel it. It just happened too fast. It was fun. Such fun. Such fun.
Thank you. scratch mine.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
19.
Do it the other way. 2, 3, 4. Nobody loves you when you're down and out. Nobody sees you when you're on cloud nine. Everybody's hustling for a buck and a dime. I'll scratch your back and you scratch mine. Cross to the other side. I've shown you everything. I got nothing to hide. But still you ask me, do I love you? What it is, what it is. All I can tell you is it's all showbiz. Tell you is it's all showbiz. What it is, what it is, what it is, what it is. Nobody loves you when you're down and out. Nobody knows you when you're on cloud nine. Everybody's hustling for a buck and a dime. Scratch your back, you knife mine. I've been across the water now so many times. I've seen the one-eyed witch doctor leading the blind. But still you ask me, do I love you? What you say, what you say. Every time I put my finger on it, it slips away. Every time I put my finger on it, it slips away.
Let's go have a listen and break from it and then come and...
Whispering. This is DJ Doug's Beyond All Limits.
I'm DJ Little Hiss Muffet, and you're listening to Radio Valencia in the beautiful Mission District in San Francisco, California.
Yes. Earth. Right next
to
the Makeout Room.
Milky Way Galaxy.
Yeah.
Next to Makeout Room. They're sometimes open on Monday, but not tonight.
Yes.
But that's okay. We don't need them.
Yes. I'm being self-conscious about my whispering. I don't know. I just get really close to the microphone. I try not to talk too loud. I just told him whispering. I'm just sexy talk.
Oh.
Fuck the mic.
Talk to me
fuck
like you talk to me like you talk to your microphone, DJ Doug.
Oh, yeah. So, we're here tonight.
Yeah. And
after us, DJ Meta Skeptic will be in for his show, too.
That's
just a reminder,
right.
Everyone.
Yeah, tune in. Yes. Yeah, see ya. He left us for a while, but that's okay.
He's a traitor.
And but no, it's all right. What's I don't know. Well, because there's like Brutus and Benedict Arnold, but what's it called when they come back to you?
I don't know. Yeah, it's like hockey.
Huh?
The prodigal son.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Prodigal son returns.
Prodigal son
at midnight tonight.
Yeah.
DJ Meta Skeptic.
DJ Prodigal son.
We are happy
to have him back. And yes, Beyond All Limits. And this is what, our second show of the year.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. We skipped.
So
we're back.
Coffee TV 20 dogs are back, except this is not Coffee TV 20. This is Radio Valencia.
Mm-hmm.
You are a dog. You hate having your toes touched.
Yeah, I don't like it.
And
I like to sleep.
And you lick the linoleum.
Yeah, I'm a sleepy dog. I like to run. I like to lay down. Lay it all down. All right. See, we were just listening to some music I queued up.
All right.
Some digital, some not. Let me see. We started off, we forgot our opening record, so instead of that, I know which song I forgot to put in the playlist. I played a song off this crappy Jimmy McGriff, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf record with an orchestra. Anytime there's jazz guys in orchestra, it's bad. It's white people jazz.
White people.
If it says orchestra conducted by, what? Well, that's different. Does it say orchestrated by somebody? Usually
I'm going to tell Bill Evans.
I don't know.
That.
You're right. Okay, there's one. Charlie Parker with strings, apparently. You could tell anyone I said that. After that we had, we opened up with a new record, The Mystery by Sun Ra and his wonderful orchestra from the album Cosmos from, like, I think 77, something like that. And then we had a request going out to Tom Weeksy over here.
Weeksy!
He's So Gay by Zappa from Have I Offended Someone? Then we had another wonderful new record, a gift I was given here by DJ Lewis Muffet, the Phantasm original soundtrack.
Yeah.
First pressing. That was the main theme. And then the second song, which I think was Welcome to Morningside.
Happy early birthday, DJ Doug.
Thank you. Yeah,
and actually, the Sun Ra Cosmos was your Christmas present.
That's true. Yeah, all my gifts.
So, yeah.
The Phantasm record is pristine, by the way.
Playing
too.
With
I'm afraid
all
to play it.
It sounded beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, it was it cost a pretty penny. But so today's its maiden voyage with us, and then it'll probably go into the archives because She's an archival piece.
Yeah, it's a once in a while record.
She's a special occasion girl.
Yeah, late at night though, if you take some acid, that's a good record to put on. same with the movie. Before that,
definitely.
I'm sorry. After that, we had Can from their actual first record, Delay, 1969. I forget to put what song that was in there, so I don't know.
Was that the Can? Is that the one where the cover is the picture of the Can?
No. That's a different. That's later.
That's later? Just, okay.
It's pink. It says Delay 1969.
Oh, my God. I never see that out in the wild.
That's
I've been
want,
looking for it on vinyl. Believe me, I'm looking.
I had it in my hands, some record store we're in, and I was like, you know, I'll find this again.
No, you fucked up. See, because that's the thing. I never regret buying the record. I regret, especially if it's like a, you know, an early pressing.
I don't regret buying the record.
I regret not buying the record.
It was a reissue, and I just kind of like, I don't know.
I'll find this again. Yeah.
Nope.
Well, all right. I'll keep my eyes peeled.
Delay 1969.
Okay.
And then a great band from Brooklyn, early 2000s, Alien Whale before that.
And,
W-H-A-L-E.
Yes, to clarify, because I was like, is it like W-A-I-L or like W-H-A-L-E? It's like the animal.
Yeah, songs are
W-H.
Yes.
I think it would be cooler if it was like the W-A-I-L, but that's okay. So it sounded great.
Our friend Nick Leslie's band, and I'm going to tell him that.
Yeah, please. I'm sure he'll take my feedback very seriously. He's like, all right, changing the name right now.
Yeah. And then one of my favorite records of all time. That's not even a real record because it came out way after the fact.
What is real, man?
It was Rocket from the Tombs from the record The Day the Earth Met Rocket from the Tombs with the best version of Ain't It Fun. And even when we were in, where the hell was that? Bakersfield, right? I put Ain't It Fun on like Dead Boys version.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, dude, have you heard the Rocket from the Tombs version? And the bartender was like, that's the best version. I was like,
Well, we went to the record store, and then we went to the dive bar after.
Yes, and he knew what I was talking about.
No, but it was cool, because we went to that dive bar, and there was, like, some, you know, randos in there.
Yes, but
there was actually, like, some fun deep cuts on the jukebox. We made some friends, and they were very interested and excited when they saw we had the bags from the record store. They're like, what'd you get? And, like, they were like, yeah, that stuff is awesome.
And we met a guy who heard of Nine Dog Dick. Anyway,
yeah, that was a fun. What was the name of that record store? I think it was called Underground Records in Bakersfield. If you're in Bakersfield, Underground Records, they had. Yeah, I ended up spending way more money than I thought I would because they had great stuff.
Yeah, they get kind of bitchy though when I asked them for where their experimental section was. But anyway.
Oh well, yeah, and I asked them to look at the condition of a record, and the guy was the guy working the counter was really cool.
Yeah, the people, the manager, kind of behind the scenes,
who was probably like a manager owner. He was kind of the record store trope, too cool for school guy. But at the end of the day, I was like,
his records are chronological in this house,
and they did have great stuff. DJ Doug and I both got some awesome records. We were stoked on.
Yes.
So,
and I closed out the set with John Lennon doing "Nobody Loves You When You're Down and Out" outtake from that anthology CD set.
Yeah,
I like the outtakes. I don't like his album so much, but the outtakes are good. And the Yoko is always the best.
The Yoko.
So. That's it for that set, I guess. I don't know.
We
can play some more music. You got stuff queued up?
I got a couple things queued up.
Cool.
So, I mean, I don't like to give too much away because I like to be a lady of mystery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I have some new records from Amoeba in the Hate. And also just this last week, DJ Doug and I went to Davis, and there's a cute little record shop there called Armadillo. So if you're in Davis, check out Armadillo.
It's called Aardvark for some reason.
No, it's Armadillo, but I'm not sure if he's an owner or manager, but I believe his name was Paul. We had a lovely little chit chat. He was very sweet, and I bought a bunch of stuff, and so he kind of, you know, hooked me up a little bit. But yeah, great little shop. Got a couple fun things from there I'm going to play, and a couple new things from Amoeba, and then rounded it out with a couple things I already had in my collection. So we're going to start it off with a little bit of a country set, and then it's going to be a little bit all over the place. So buckle in and expect the unexpected.
All right. This is Beyond All Limits of DJ Doug.
DJ Little His Muffet.
We'll be back.
of them all that's green.